Dear Jinobe, I feel your pain. I have seen your toil. I've seen you beg at the mercy of your liberators. No, your leaders. I've heard the complaints about how inflation skyrocketed like a kite unshaken, how insecurity festers like a wound unspoken, how we have endured bad governance like a curse unbroken. We are paying the price. With hearts heavy and swollen, the liberators have turned to plunder. They bleed us dry while we gasp and wonder. How long are we to endure this thunder? Our nation is drowning in the hands of blisters. All those brothers and sisters, sons and daughters who have disappeared. The mothers whose kids didn't come back from an operation somewhere in the BA. How do I say sorry in your language? Soaked in tears so gruesome, we walk the same earth, stained and hoary, breathe the same air, laced with haunting stories. We chose silence. Dear Jinobe, this is not a poem. Don't look out for metaphors or similes, and there won't be no play on words. I choose to hold back on rhyme till our thoughts align. This is my attempt to remind you of who you are, of who we are. With the hope that we rise from slumber, this is to remind you that our cries have been taken for granted, and yet there is strength in numbers. For how long will these politicians of our motherland continue to feed our bodies bullets for using the power in our voices? Those that stood have been frustrated, politicized, and murdered for their choices. Others turned against each other. The other day, my old man told me about 83. About how they made a choice because they were tired. And at what point do we get to say enough is enough, or how much tired do we have to get? How can a majority all be caved in? Why do we get to only count our dead? What have they delivered except the countless deaths? Say, this is not a poem. This is me reminding you. They say they fought for our freedom, yet the people are still not free. They say they fought for our welfare, but the average Jinobe still sleeps hungry. This is to remind you. We are the ones that we've been waiting for. We don't need them or their lies anymore, man. Because they say it's a civil war, and all I see is them killing the poor. Makes me think, are they calling it civil war? Dear Jinobe, let's reminisce. First, we're learning from them. That we are nothing. Allow our lives to pick up dust because we understand how we could irritate the noses of those who sneer at us. Let's fit across the borders, sitting, walking, chanting our rage into the places where we are being consumed. We are left searching for souls floating across the Nile where they mutilate our bodies and hang us dry until we feel we have no dreams in us no more. We have become the power that they have been seeking. For we are the voice shifting each time they invent fresh ways to kill us, write our memoirs unafraid because we know what our truth is like. We are the ones who they dare call lazy, egos who know how to glide across waters, dear Jinobe. We will not die even when they kill us. We are the power they lack. We know fear. We are not afraid. Our concern is that this power we carry is nothing before those who do not know what it means to be strong. We have arrived confronting the abyss of a generation that buries only young people. We do not want to die, but these people know only how to kill the young. Wake up. Just wake up. Yours truly, Ade.